This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Hey, Bert, you know, yesterday when the internet was working, it's not working right now, so I'm calling on a plain old telephone service line, POTS line. And so yesterday I got on the internet and I got to a satellite image and I was looking at your town, Los Gatos. And I wanted to know what the heat was doing because, you know, the governor is saying, don't y'all be using your air conditioning and don't you be charging your electric cars. I just wanted to see what the effect of this heat was doing on vegetation. As a farmer, I'm interested in those things. And what I saw, I zoomed in, and I could see on your street, I could see a line of cars. And I zoomed in, and there was a person behind each car. And I'm just wondering, are you guys, like, taking your cars for a walk? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, Vince. So welcome to be with you, Vince. By the way, I'm pulling the soup can as tight as I can be over the Rocky Mountains to improve our connection, but glad to be with you. Yeah, Vince, and let me tell you, I got a lot of condolences after I told the story last week of, you know, how I had to push the car home and opened up my refrigerator and pulled out a cold beer and turned on the TV, and then I saw this old man in a Dracula set screaming at me, telling me I was a racist, and that's what the condolences were for. It wasn't about my back or my sore leg. They were saying, you know, condolences on being called a racist, Bert. So, anyway, yeah, that was it's kind of a routine thing. People in their work clothes pushing their cars because we're not allowed to charge them.
Well, so I could have sworn, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bert, did I hear you say a cold beer? Because I was thinking that you were also supposed to turn off your refrigerators in California as well.
Well, I haven't said that yet, but we're supposed to turn off our air conditioners between 4 and 6, and a bunch of other things we're supposed to do. And I don't know. I don't know about you, but my house is the hottest around 4 to 6. But I guess that's what we got to do. But we can't go outside. It's been Vince. It's been a heat wave. It's not so much we've never had temperatures this high, but I can't remember them being this high for this many days in a row. It's been about 7 or 8 days in a row of over 100 degree weather. Today, finally, it's supposed to cool down a little. We might only be like 99 today and then over the weekend, but it's been a long stretch. Now, what do I blame it on? We can all speculate. I blame it on the law of randomness and things like that just happen, but unfortunately, our state was ill-prepared and it's been mentioned many times how the very week before, a matter of days before, our governor told everybody how great it's going to be because we're moving to all electric and I guess hydrogen's thrown in with that, but they generally use electricity to make the hydrogen. But we're going to go gasless by 2035, so we should all be happy. And then 2 days later, he tells everybody not to use their air conditioning. And, oh, by the way, you can't charge your electric car, which is one of the biggest, you know, air conditioning and charging your car are pretty much the two biggest surges of electrical use in the state. So, yeah, there you have it, Vince. You're correct. But you know, Vince, as bad as that is, I feel sorry for, I don't know if you heard about that driver in Florida who had a Chevy Volt and it was time for a new battery, and his Chevy dealership said it's $29,000, please. You heard about that one, Vince. So I guess we should be grateful it's just, you know, not turning on your air conditioning, because a Chevy Volt's only, his Volt was only estimated to be worth somewhere between $10,000 and $12,000, and the dealership handed him a bill of $29,000 for a replacement battery.
So, Bert, it seems clear to me that people who own these things, and when they find out what the disposal fee is for the battery bank, and they find out that their vehicle really, and the $10,000 to $12,000, I mean, I can't believe that it would be worth that much. I mean, who the heck would want a used electric vehicle that has the need for a $29,000 engine? You know, I know it's not the same, but you know, with a gas powered vehicle, the big nuts to crack would be, I need a replacement engine, or I need a transmission rebuild. Either one of those two things is expensive. And, you know, we can drop in a used engine for probably $2,000. So let's say a vehicle has an engine that seizes up. And let's say we can find one that has 100,000 miles that's in good condition at a salvage yard. We can get the engine and go through all of the steps necessary to disconnect the air conditioning system, to disconnect the cooling system, the wiring, the fuel system, the transmission, the starter, all the things that are necessary to replace the engine. We can probably do that job for about $2,000 with the engine. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Slightly off subject. I like to watch one of those. Do you have like a chain lift where you crank it and lift the old, you know, once it's disconnected, lift the old one out and then drop the new one in? Do you have that equipment at your shop?
Well, we have a rotary brand lift, and a rotary lift, ours is an asymmetrical 10,000 pound lift. So it'll lift a 10,000 pound vehicle up in the air. So we have that. And then what we have is called the slang name is a cherry picker. And what it is, it's a welded steel box tube frame that has cast iron wheels, small wheels, let's say 4 inches in diameter, maybe 5 inches. So this thing is a heavy, it's a crane. And it has a hydraulic ram, hydraulic cylinder, and you pump it up manually. It has an arm that reaches out. So the legs of the frame will go under the engine. You take the hood off the vehicle, and it has this arm that will go to the center point of the engine, and you hook a chain to this, we'll call it a hoist, and you can put a chain at strong points on the engine, lift points. After you unbolt the engine, or as you start to almost unbolt the engine, you can hook up this cherry picker and apply the hydraulic pressure to start lifting the engine up. And so ultimately, you can lift the engine up over the front members, the radiator, where the radiator would have been before it was removed. You can lift the engine up over the front, and then you can roll the vehicle out backwards and to clear the engine. And then you can lower the engine onto the shop floor. And then, if you're going to work on that engine, we have another device called it actually is an engine stand. And you bolt the back of the engine to this engine stand, and it will let you rotate the engine right side up, 90 degrees, upside down, and you can just spin the engine around as you work on it. So we have that kind of equipment. Now, there's nothing sophisticated about that. That's old technology.
Yeah.
But it works, and it has not been improved upon since. Now, maybe maybe a really sophisticated dealership might have an overhead crane and carriage and electric motor-driven system to lift an engine out. We don't have that. But most of the dealerships have the same equipment that we have. So that's your answer.
Yeah, and Vince, the other thing is if you do have to replace the engine, the old engine, that's basically iron and steel. We recycle metal. We know how to do that. If you're replacing a battery in an EV, unfortunately, it's going into landfill or something worse because we haven't developed the proper safeguards and for recycling batteries. So that's another issue. But iron and steel, man, we've been recycling that for 100 years.
My dad told me a story back in the 1930s. He was born in the 20s. And he said that when he was a boy, they would go to the port. And they'd watch the ships coming and going. And they would see ships being loaded with our scrap iron, you know, old farm equipment, old plows, or iron and steel. And it would just, ships would leave with this. And he wondered where it was going. And he said in 1941, he found out where it went because he said it came back in the form of rifles, airplanes, ships. It went to Japan. They remanufactured that steel, re-smelted it into, you know, ships and barrels. And
yeah, well, that was one of the causes of World War II, when we stopped sending them scrap metal, they got upset, and that's listed as not probably the number one cause, but a contributing factor to why Japan wanted to go to war with us. They were upset because of the atrocities they were committing in China. There was a lot of outrage, and we stopped sending Japan our scrap metal. Remember, Japan itself doesn't have a lot of they didn't have the same type of iron mines and stuff that we're blessed with in the United States. So, yeah, Vince, that, and I think we also cut off petroleum shipments to them as well, and that caused them to want to expand their empire into Indonesia and other areas where they had crude oil. So a little off subject, Vince, but I think that's a major point to make for our class is that in a traditional automobile, virtually everything is now recyclable on it. And in an EV, the most important, or let's say critical component, which is the batteries, is not recyclable. And we have to solve that.
Bert, I want to share with you in the class, we've never talked about this per se, because I just had this conversation yesterday with a friend of ours. And this particular friend is a technician. And he is a service technician. And I'm just paraphrasing. So he goes out on the road for a large, large company. And he fixes their refrigeration equipment. And they have probably hundreds of thousands of refrigeration pieces of equipment in the field. Hundreds of thousands, at least, maybe in the millions. And I'm not exaggerating. And so they have these electronic control boards that run the refrigeration system, and they run the machine. Think of it like a soda machine, okay? Think of it like that. So it's got a computer where it reads dollar bills, change, coin return, compressor, all that stuff. One out of two new replacement circuit boards doesn't work. One out of two.
Wow.
We'll be right back. Bert's with us. He's in California, a patent holder, radio frequency engineer.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just talked to our son, and he's working on a piece of power equipment that came into the shop. And it came in because it was leaking fuel. That's a weed whacker made by Husqvarna, one of the two top brands, right? So it was leaking fuel, and typically it's carburetors leaking or fuel lines leaking. Not this time. This time the gas tank is broken. It's broken where in its plastic gas tank. It cannot be repaired. So all we have to do is get another gas tank. And all you have to do is get on the Internet and look it up. Can't do that because the Internet's down. We have no source of parts without the Internet to look up what the part number is and the availability and the price and the location and the shipping cost of this gas tank. We're toast because the Internet's down. And since when has a company like Husqvarna made a gas tank that is so poorly designed that it breaks at the mounting point where it's screwed to the rest of the weed whacker? Since when? Husqvarna is getting worse and worse and worse. And it's a company that's hundreds of years old. Bert, back to you.
Yeah. Who knows whether it's the defect in the material or more often than not, what I find those things happen, it's the tooling. And the tooling just wasn't done correctly. And anyway, Vince, you know, it's funny, just to complete the dots on that poor guy in Florida with the $29,000 bill. the car was a Volt. So that wasn't even one of the electrics that has, you know, the 200 or 300 mile battery. The early Volts, they were just plug-in hybrids. So that was a relatively small battery, but I guess they just raised the price to $29,000. And I don't know what he did, but I hope he didn't hand him his credit card and say, okay, and given that the market value of his car with a working battery was only somewhere around $10,000 or $12,000 if the battery was working. So, Vince, I don't know what we're coming to, but I think the good news is we're talking about it all, and, you know, maybe we can correct ourselves. I know, you know, if you look for silver linings, you could say that this energy crisis we're in now has caused a lot of people to look at, you know, both conserving energy and also, you know, different ways we can create energy and use sustainable energy rather than all the, you know, bad choices we've made over the last many years.
I've got a comment on that. So at our Get Prepared Expo, a very large Chevrolet dealership, I invited them to come to exhibit the Chevrolet Volt. They sold two of them right off our expo floor. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. My plan was to show people what they were so they could compare and learn about them. I actually didn't think anybody that would come to the Get Prepared Expo, USA Prepares Get Prepared Expo, I didn't believe anybody would buy one of these things. But they did. They bought two of them, and these the people that wanted to buy them were fighting over them, and the price kept going up because they had two people that were fighting, well, actually more than that, over the only available Chevrolet Volts around, and they thought it was the coolest thing. So I understand what the Chevrolet Volt is. It makes no sense that the battery bank would be $29,000. I think the whole cost of a brand new Volt at the Get Prepared Expo was like 30-something thousand. For the whole, this had the wheels, the windshield, the seats, everything. You know, not just the battery. It was a complete vehicle for in the $30,000 neighborhood, maybe $34,000. So
yeah.
just the fix on this thing is $29,000.
And was that a plug-in? Because the Volts, I think, in the early days had one version that was just a straight hybrid and then the other version that you could plug in.
I'm not sure which one this was, but it was very early. It was in the it was one of the very first ones to come out.
Yeah, well, you know, they discontinued it, and it was partly because they had some innovative technology in how it all worked, but ultimately, it was an unreliable car, and it wasn't really cost-effective to manufacture, and they discontinued it, and they have the Volt now, which is all electric and maybe a little better engineered, hard to say.
Well, my position is I wouldn't buy a new vehicle from any company, including Mercedes-Benz.
I guess we won't see at the Tesla dealership in Missouri event.
Well, I think they're replacing Tesla dealerships with a website.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Thursday, California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency because of wildfires in his state. California, Idaho, Montana, Oregon have thousands of firefighters battling several massive wildfires at this hour. Queen Elizabeth II, who defined the monarchy for generations of Britons, died on Thursday, putting the United Kingdom into mourning and giving the country the first new head of state in 70 years, her son, King Charles III. A Democrat lawmaker in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis, is accused of murdering journalist Jeff Germain from the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper at Jeff's home. He's being ordered held without bond after Thursday's court appearance. The Justice Department is appealing a Florida federal court's ruling that appointed a special master to protect President Trump's rights. It will be considered by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yes, Bert's with us, and he's in California. Bert, I have a very quick lesson that I need to share with the class. I sent Kathy an email yesterday, and it reminded me that I needed to teach this. So here it is, and it applies to you as well in California because you're not allowed to turn your air conditioning on and your house is warm on the inside. So here's the lesson, class. So we've talked about your refrigerator, and we've talked about the coils, the condenser. coils that are underneath the refrigerators. Most refrigerators have them underneath. And some freezers do as well. I'm not talking about chest freezers. I'm talking about vertical freezers. And so those coils get hot, and they dissipate the heat from the inside of the box. Well, the refrigeration system is sealed. And in that sealed system is a compressor at the low point, and there is a crankcase where there's oil in this sealed system. You can't check the oil. You can't add the oil. You can't do anything, really, to the oil system unless you take the unit apart. And that means you're going to lose the freon. Bottom line is it's sealed and you don't have to worry about it until it fails. But if you don't clean those coils, and those coils cannot dissipate the heat in the compressor gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and the oil cooks. And when the oil cooks, it turns thicker and thicker and thicker, and it causes the compressor to break and fail. So if you have a refrigerator that you like and you want to keep your older American refrigerator, you need to clean those coils. Because if you don't, you're going to end up with a new refrigerator that's going to be made in China, and that won't last very long. So it's incumbent upon you to clean those coils at least a couple times a year. Okay? Bert, back to you.
Yeah, good advice, Vince. And I know I think refrigerators vary. Some of them have those coils kind of out in the open where it's easy to vacuum. Some of them, they're kind of covered a little and hidden, and so I think it varies from refrigerator to refrigerator. But yeah, that's the easiest thing you can do to improve the efficiency of your anything that has refrigeration in it is clean the coils, because that's getting into the heart of the system of how it operates and stuff. Vince, did you hear about the crypto miners that are all moving into Texas to use their cheap electricity?
Yeah. What they did was the Texas power grid was in such bad shape. Then they seemed to fix it, and then they invited the crypto miners. Tell us the story, please.
Yeah. Well, I don't know so much they invited them in. Although I do have a friend who moved there, and he's saying it's a good thing because it's going to stress the system and cause them to work out the bugs. But I don't see how it could be a good thing, because one report in the Dallas News says that if they look at everybody that's moved in, all the crypto miners that have moved in, and if they fire up their rigs, that they'll require alone, just the crypto mining, as much power as all of New York State uses in a typical period of time. And because remember, New York, it's generally more moderate in temperature, so the air conditioning bill isn't as high. So, pretty startling. And Vince, we haven't talked a lot about crypto. I know we did a couple of classes on it way back, but Vince, I'm in the camp that basically, although I think blockchain is a great technology and it's has a lot of advantages, crypto itself, they're just Ponzi schemes. I mean, there's no value to crypto. And the thing is, what these companies are doing is they're taking our natural resources for electricity to create something that is just foo-foo, that it's only worth what the next fool wants to pay for it. And I'm sorry if, you know, a lot of people listening to this get turned off. I'm just being frank. There's absolutely nothing backing up crypto. I know some of the people that created some of these coins, it's just a bunch of software guys sitting around saying, hey, let's create a new cryptocurrency and we'll do it a little different by doing this and that. And of course, they all cut themselves in on the first coins and then try and sell it to the public. And as bad as that is, there's all kinds of scams going on and people stealing money and stealing from accounts and all kinds of bad activity. And Vince, it doesn't really do anything to make our lives better, to improve society, to feed more people, in contrast, actually, it's probably causing more people to starve and more energy to be wasted and more heat to be generated into the atmosphere. And hopefully it's over. I mean, Bitcoin price has been going down. I know it's up. It's up today, a little bit of a blip. Again, we don't give financial advice here, but I think I'm in the camp that's saying it's going to zero sooner or later. So of startled to see when Texas finally got their grid worked out that all these crypto miners are building these rigs that, if you ever seen one, Vince, it's kind of interesting. It's just racks of servers with generally NVIDIA video chips in it and, you know, video processor chips and or, graphical processing unit chips in it. And they just turn out to create the next Bitcoin or whatever they're using. And when they create it, they either save it to cash in later or they sell it on the market. And it's about $21,000 today as we speak. It was $19,000 yesterday. But that's pretty crazy that we're burning energy in Texas that could be used for other purposes just to create foo-foo money, as I would call it.
Bert, it's like this. So there's this road, and you can have this road anywhere. It can be in your neighborhood, it can be in your city, it can be in your town. And there's this road, and people drive on the road, and pretty soon people say, gosh, there's a lot of traffic on this road. And then what happens is there's some complaints, boy, there's a lot of traffic, so a widening road plan appears, and construction begins, and the road gets widened. And everything's good for a real short time until people figure out that the road capacity has increased, so more and more people start using that road. So that's what's happened to Texas. Texas had a lousy power grid. It was unstable. They got it more reliable, and then more users are moving to Texas to use the grid, which will cause more problems. And you're absolutely positively right. And so what is the value of crypto? It's whatever people think the value of crypto is. That's exactly what it's a concept, and people are bought into the concept because it's the next big thing, or it was the next big thing, and it there's no intrinsic value at all. It's just a perceived value. You can't eat it, you can't wear it, you can't point to it, you can't say I've got three of them in my hand other than if you had tokens. Other than that, it's an electronic thing that can disappear in a nanosecond. It is, in my opinion, Bert, it's what you said. It's the opposite of value. Take value, which means something has merit. It has worth. You can feel it, see it, touch it, hold it, weigh it. It's real. Crypto is the exact opposite. It's vaporware. It's a concept. You can't feel it. You can't touch it. You can't hold it. You can't weigh it. And it can be gone in a flash.
Yeah. You know, hundreds of years from now, they'll talk about it like we now talk about the tulip craze that went on in Europe hundreds of years ago. The inventor of Bitcoin thought it came out, it was worth cents, you know, cents, like 10 cents. And he thought parity would be something like one Bitcoin equal a dollar. Of course, it went off to become as high as $60,000. So what that was a sign of, Vince, is the Federal Reserve was printing too much money and the government treasury was spending too much money. You know, history books will write, if anybody needed to figure out that we were going to have a huge inflation problem, all you had to do is look at assets that had no value being bid up. That's a sign of too much money, too much cash circulating in the economy. There weren't enough real assets to peg it to, and fake stuff like crypto just started surging. And just, you know, it's just sort of a law of economics to suck up that cash. It's going to go somewhere. If there wasn't crypto, where would it have gone? Who knows? Where something would have been bid up, though, to you know, now the Federal Reserve realizes that they're correcting it, but right now we have the Federal Reserve at odds with the Treasury because the Treasury and Congress are still spending money, and the more they spend, the more the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. So thank God at least the Federal Reserve realizes we're having a problem. Unfortunately, it means we're all paying higher interest rates, but we got a real problem, and crypto was really just a sign of the problem. It was a symptom of too much money in the economy, too much cash circulating. And, you know, that's not advanced economic theory. That's pretty much economics 101, Vince.
Robert, so here's a new term, WWAT, WWAT. What would aliens think? What would aliens think? WWAT. So here we have, as they look at us from a distance, the aliens, they look at California and say, these guys are unbelievable. They've got a leader who says, y'all are going to get rid of your gasoline cars because we're not going to allow any of them to be sold by the year 2035. So y'all are going to have to switch to electric vehicles. But we can't support them because we don't have enough capacity to charge them, but you all are going to have to switch to them. And then they have the crypto miners, and they're looking at those guys and saying, these guys are using grid capacity, electric capacity that they don't have to make things that don't exist and waste the electricity that's necessary for manufacturing, food production, engineering, etc. They're laughing at us.
Yeah. You know, Vince, there are, and this is actually serious, there are people that were saying the aliens are waiting for us to reach a point of evolution and, you know, sort of societal evolution where eventually they would come and welcome us into the galactic community. But right now, as you say, they're probably laughing at us, and worse than that, they might be thinking we're not worth saving. And maybe we need to start over because they look at the, you know, you figure at the most advanced state of our society, 2022, the things we're doing, I mean, the most advanced country, the United States, it decides to spend another $750 billion, and they call it the anti-inflation bill. I mean, they probably look at that and say, are they like, you know, retards living in the United States? We thought this was a advanced, educated country. What are these guys doing? They're saying that they want to make all these rules to prevent people from driving gasoline-powered cars, but then on the same token, they have no possible way to supply the amount of electricity that would require in 10 years. I mean, that's not a hard calculation to make. And they're probably wondering, are we worth saving, Vince? I hope they don't decide to pull the plug on us, but you got to admit, what would aliens think?
What would aliens think? Bert and I will be right back.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
WWAT. So what would the aliens think? They're looking at us and they're looking at the big chief, Joe Biden, and they're saying, gosh, this guy is destroying everything that it took 246 years for America to build. And then they're saying, and then there's another guy that wants to replace him in 2 years from California who's doing the best he can to destroy California and then move on to destroy the rest of America. They're laughing at us. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, it's, hard to believe that some of the things that we're doing right now. But, hey, you know what? At least we can talk about it. And if we can talk about it and discuss it, there's hope that we can, you know, look at what we're doing wrong and make changes to what we're doing. And, Vince, in the time we have left, do you want to talk more about crypto or do you want to talk about something called fake GPS on how boats around the world are now faking out the tracking system? And they're doing smuggling, they're doing all kinds of nefarious things, and we can't keep track of them because they hired some software guys to hack the GPS system.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about
it. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, you know, we ban certain things. You can't, buy oil from Putin and sell it to Western countries, but what we do is we just get a ship that fills itself up with Russian oil. Then halfway in the ocean, they hack the GPS to put its location, you know, off the coast of Indonesia or something. But the ship's really sailing, and it sails over to a country that shouldn't be taking in that oil. And it'll just go to that port, unload the oil undetected because the GPS system has been hacked. In fact, some estimates say 10% of all the ships out there are just using for one reason or another to avoid taxes, to avoid, contraband items that you're not allowed to ship, or, you know, refugees or who knows what, that they've hacked the GPS system as in a way that you can't tell where that ship is, or you can tell where it is. It's just in the wrong spot, and it's driving know, maybe that's a good thing. It's driving the international people, the police forces and stuff, nuts because they can't figure out where these ships are and where they're, what ports they're going into, where they're taking on goods, where they're unloading goods, basically because the entire GPS system has been hacked. Pretty amazing.
Well, you know, I kind of like that. I don't like the fact that our government is tracking every person's movement. I'm talking about what they buy. You know, back in 1985 when I was in banking, we had a vice president walk in to a meeting that I was having with the president of the bank talking about, you know, the systems I was building at the time. And this guy walked in. He was the marketing guy. And he said, hey, I just want to let you know we've got this system. Just a real quick update. And we're going to divide our customers, and we're going to have goal seekers, and we're going to have reward seekers, and people who want cash back. And we're going to divide our customers that way. And we're going to track what they buy. We're going to know who is what type of customer. And we'll offer them rewards based on their personalities and their buying habits. So we've been tracking, we meaning companies, not me, we've been tracking purchases by people as to what they buy, whether they buy at discount stores, whether they, you know, buy at expensive stores, what they buy, when they buy them, where they buy them, how much they cost, etc.
Yeah,
I could tell you, yeah. I could tell you when I was in banking, if I wanted to, what, you know, basketball players were buying at what men's stores and how much they were paying for their clothes. I could tell you that in 1985, if I wanted to. I don't want to. It's none of my business. But that's what companies have done. And so Zuckerberg et al. Are tracking everything they could possibly think of, even things that they haven't thought of, they're tracking.
Yeah.
Well, that's control. I'm all for this hacking and disrupting the tracking system. I really am.
Well, there are ways to turn off a lot of that tracking in an iPhone. You know, first of all, I'd say don't use Facebook app in your iPhone. And there are ways to turn off a lot of that tracking. But, yes, if you know, you put in these apps and you don't realize in the fine print, because there's been so many people read those 8 pages of fine print when you load an app into your phone or into your computer. But what that's giving them is permission to track you. So they know where you are. They're knowing what you're buying. As you said, you can go into the Target store. They know you are in that store and what you are buying if you have these apps tracking you. Unfortunately, the hacking of the GPS, it's allowed. I'll just give you an example. Chinese fishing fleet is right now off protected waters in South America where they're not supposed to be harming these fish, catching them. And they're shown as being off of Indonesia, but they're really off the coast of South America, stocking up on all these protected fish. So that's not good. So, yeah, it's a double-edged sword, Vince. You like it in one sense because it allows for more freedom, but it's also allowing criminal activities.
Many years ago, I exposed a company that was tracking by cell phones who was in a mall. They tracked everybody when they walked in, and they knew where they shopped, how many went to the restroom, how long they were in the restroom, everything about their visit. We exposed it, and they shut it down. But they're back. Bert, thanks so much for being with us. See you next week.
You got it.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.